Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to talk about seven reasons a property sells.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about what influences the sale of a home. It's not as simple, and yet it's very simple. Folks think that you set the right price, you've got a decent house, it should sell. But what if it doesn't sell? What are the things you should consider? Well, in this market, you should definitely take a good look if you haven't sold in 30 days, because it's a strong seller's market. It's not a perfect seller's market. A lot of the homes are not in the sweet spot in price point that are really turning over quickly. So it may be that you're in a different market than the general trend. But generally speaking, you should see some very, very healthy activity by the first month, completing the first month in the market, if you're even still in the market at all. So sellers, let's talk about what influences the sale, both making the sale happen and preventing the sale. And these different parts of the sale process are basically influencing each other. So first, there's location. When you were a buyer, you chose your location, so you're not going to be able to change that now. But you do need to see what influence it has on price. For example, if you have located yourself on the top of a hill, it may be scary for weather circumstances. Some people are worried about getting down off the hill, but it may have extraordinary views. So that location has some assets and some liabilities in the resale marketplace. You've got to look at that in your pricing and recognize it. It's fairly subjective. Some people don't care at all to climb the hill because they want the view, and other people keep their curtains closed. They're working nights or whatever it is that prevents them from caring much about the view. So there's that influence on the location and the marketability and saleability. Also, you've got to take a look at the condition of the property, more so than ever before. This is the buyers are feeling like they're paying enough to get something in very good condition. So you've got to make sure that it is turnkey ready. There are not a lot of people who want to be fixer-uppers or flip homes. And if they do, they definitely want a big deal and discount in price to do that. So you've got to walk in and say, could I live here all over again starting today? In fact, I would encourage you to have someone else who really loves you so they can tell you what they really think, walk through and give you uncensored what the impressions are of the home. You may have accommodated the walls, the interior walls that are now mauve and maybe a pale green, that were really appropriate in the early 90s. And you think, well, the next person's going to want to choose their colors. That's a misnomer. They would be happy if you chose their colors for them. And if they aren't, they'll take the time to change it. But for them to think I have to undo things, that'll be a deeper discount than you'll want to make in regards to price when you go to negotiate. So we'll talk more to you sellers to help you understand the success story you could have next program. I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.